Hello, Priory School. The Lord be with you. It's Mother Helen here, and I've got a story for you. I've come to sit out in the garden to record it, so I hope you can hear the birds singing. The sun's just coming up, and there's all sorts of twittering and tweeting going on. And I'm reading you a story this morning about creation, about how the world came to be. Now, for hundreds of thousands of years, people have been telling each other stories to help them explore where our planet came from, why we're here, what's going on, and to try and enter deeper into all that mystery. And in the Bible, there were two stories about creation, and this is one of them. Once upon a time, well, before time really, God's heart was full, so full with the song of love. The melody of it hummed and soared and beat through the whole of God. And God was all that was, so it was some song. Even though God had no beginning or end, one day God felt like the song couldn't be contained and was building louder and louder and faster and faster. And so there was an almighty bang. And that was the beginnings of creation. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of things that could be. God's spirit hovered over the watery planet, and there was a little glint of silver in God's eyes. Light. And there was light. The most amazing light. Brighter than all the lights in your house, brighter even than all the lights in town put together. So, so bright and light and full of energy. And there was also the silky, velvety dark where the mysteries were. The light reflected that little glint of silver in God's eyes. It was good. God drew all the waters together, and when they pulled back, there was earth, rich and crumbly and full of goodness. The waters teemed and tumbled and echoed the glint of silver in God's eyes. It was good. Like the song in God's heart, the life of the earth couldn't be contained, and plants of all shapes and sizes began to sprout and twist up out of the earth, even under the waves. It was astonishing. So much growing and so many different kinds. And the green. God delighted in it so much. And there were a million shades of green. Not to mention the browns and the reds and the yellows and the blues. And the glint of silver in God's eyes. It was all good, so good. And that little old glint of silver kept on glinting in God's eyes. Aha, thought God. And so the sky was decorated with silver glints, especially during the velvety night time. And in the daytime, the sun nurtured all the growing things and glinted off the wavy waters. It was good in the daytime and good in the night time. It was all so, so beautiful. But God's song of love was still tumbling out and around and about, and so the waters and the land were filled with creatures of so many different kinds. They all had a little bit of that silver glint from God's eyes in them. That little tickle of life brought them all into harmony with each other, living together in the circle of life. It was beautiful and dangerous. Tender and scary. The circle of life just twirled and span on and on. There was one particular creature that had a special place in God's heart. It was almost as if the little silver glint couldn't be hidden in this one. It lived in the tumbling waves of the seas, and as it swam and slipped through the waters, that silver glint caught the sunlight and the moonlight. And it knew that God loved it and was so happy just to be. As people began to explore and care for creation, they noticed this little glint. And so it was that the herring became known as the Silver Darling. The people living in the place that became known as Yarmouth loved the Silver Darlings. They loved the glint of God's song of love that took its place in the circle of life, helping them to feed their families. And in turn, they took their place in God's song of love for creation, which weaves itself together like the fisher folk's nets. And so must we take care to love creation too, and take our place in caring for this blue and green planet. We need to try to live lives that work together with all that God has made in love for and with us. We all hold that glint of silver in our hearts, proof that God knows and loves each one of us, just the same as all that has been created and will be created, as the circle of life keeps on turning, powered by the song of God's love. Amen.